Tank and Wand building.
The lobby was never really finished space.
You know, my observation is that the best way to see this hotel is from across the street.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, because otherwise you can't, it's looking in somebody's face.
Right, that's why I asked if everybody's been across the street. So nobody needs to see outside anymore? Okay.
I have a mental picture of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a beautiful Renaissance Revival building. One of the big shames is that there was a balcony off of the sixth floor that was about six or eight feet wide, you'd have to look, that they tore off in the 70s. You can still go out on what's left of the balcony upstairs. We're not going to be able to go up there. But there was additional balcony that overlooked the street at one time. And there's been a couple of other things that have been pulled off the building over time because, probably because they were starting to get a little deteriorated, and rather than fix them, whoever owned them at that time just pulled them off. But for the most part, the facade is as it was. It's better than the building. The lobby originally was quite a bit smaller than this, and there were three or four, I can't remember right now, tenant spaces down here. There was always the stair to the basement. There was also, interestingly enough, there was a ramp down into the basement so people could roll their bicycles down and store them in the basement, which I thought was kind of fascinating. This lobby has been totally redone. Originally, the elevator had one of those
I recall the building. I was that old.
Oh, you've seen it with the cage?
Yes, no, I remember the whole, this has been reinvigorated, but I remember the whole building. Well, we used to have a second floor.
What?
I was with the Star Bulletin, and they were next door, and I was a copy boy, and we had to go to the second floor to Mr. Riley Allen's office, so I'm very familiar.
Well, maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the lobby.
No.
Oh, okay. Because
basically,
I have no pictures.
It's all changed, yeah.
Yeah, amazingly enough, I have no pictures of the interior anywhere. Which surprised me, because I thought that there needs to be something down here in the newspaper design or something.
Maybe you
think this is a... No. It's not there. But we did find some, it was kind of funny, I was looking around some of the tenant spaces. One of them, and there on the wall, they had two reproductions of sections of the building that we had never, ever seen before. And they're very, very interesting. So down here, a couple of the interesting things that remain are the columns. You notice there's one here, and there's two or three next door that are still there. They still got their columns on. Downstairs in the basement, it was recently renovated, but the original safe is still down there, and if you want to go look at it, you can. No, these were all from the, I think this was a 90s renovation. 80s or 90s.
What was the ramp that went down?
It was right next to the stair. The stairs were down. The stairs are originally here, but there was a hole here. This is where you went downstairs. It was right next to the stairs. Yeah, and that found that out.
time. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, where's the safety?
It's empty.
Send it back.
Wow. This is really tiny. Well, here, you can see the stairs here. This building reminds me of like this horror movie. Quarantine. You remember that movie? Did you ever watch that movie,
no.
Quarantine? Well, they're in a building kind of old style like this. And they had stairs like this and stuff.
I really wish I had grabbed my phone.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't walk up the stairs. My vertigo was like kind of like, oh, I felt it a little bit. I was like, oh, okay, I'm just going to stop.
So this sort of little lobby area here.
That's a long way down.
All existed in the building as a little lobby for all the different rooms. The restrooms on that end have always been on that end. They're not original anymore, but that's where they were traditionally. This right where they still are on all the floors.
So all this sandy, all this woodwork is new then too, right?
Yes. And that's because these were just open floor areas to be divided up as they were leased out. So basically every single floor is different than what it would have been over time. Every tenant it changes.
But none of them are in any sense original.
No. Okay. You've never seen anything original, right?
No.
I take that back. I may have a picture of it in here. There are two doors on the sixth floor that are French doors. One goes out to the balcony and another one goes into this little nook. And I think that little corner is original, but you know, I think that's about it. So so we can go this way. Sorry, I went
That's
straight
okay.
into talk mode. Do you have tickets that you need me to validate?
Oh, yeah. Just that too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nancy parked at first wine bank.
Okay. Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
I'm okay. Nice to see you.
I see you. Hello.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there has been a house
in the building. That was what, 87 or something? It was early.
I don't think. Does it matter which is which?
No.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There's a story about the day when the bricks or something like that. The bricks changing with their line. It's painted over.
Yeah, but I actually went out and looked and see if, you know, maybe they had a different texture or something. But they didn't. But that was one of the things that the article said, is that they were making sure that the quality of this extra fine brick was the same. Because it first came from California or Oregon, I can't remember. And then it came from Japan. Yeah. So. And just the history of the building was just fascinating. I went down a huge rabbit hole for that. So much stuff happened in this building. So many Hawaii names.
I know. Look at that list of people on Thursday.
And that's just scratching the surface. Yeah. I had to actually stop. And it was just really, really interesting. This was the place to be in, you know, the 1902 to 1920, I would say.
Yeah, you were talking about the all the Hamakamakas.
It was crazy. Oh, and the fact that it was the first high rise was so interesting. I never knew that.
Alton and I have a question about this.
This shows seven. That was a rendering. And the building actually fluctuated between 5 and 7 stories as through all the newspaper articles for like 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And they never built this.
Yeah, I did that because it looks like it has one eye on,
So that was built. And this, I think I said, the whole sixth floor was originally going to be like a gentleman's club and a dining facility and all of that. And so the sixth floor actually had a mezzanine that was really short for the kitchen area. And I'm not sure they were planning on cooking here because it's kind of like a prep kitchen. But that never happened either. Despite constantly telling people, come and join the men's club. Nobody ever did, so they didn't build it. It was a good idea that nobody was interested in. But isn't it a shame that this is gone?
Yeah.
And this isn't quite, this isn't 100% accurate.
Right, right.
Because it was a rendering.
Yeah.
It's all focused right here.
Yeah.
What a view must have been back there. Still 6th floor back then?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you look at pictures of the harbor in that time frame, it was all a bunch of wood warehouses and kind of muddy.
Right.
And I don't think they wanted you to look that way.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's the ocean.
Right. But the business was expanding and this was commercial. And
naturally, in any kind of urban environment like this, in this kind of building, you expect somebody on both sides and eventually behind you, so they don't spend their money on those renovations, which is why we get such a nice, ornate front door.
You had this image in the nomination, as I recall.
Yeah. And I think there's one out here.
So I forget all that, and I can run building by building.
Bigger than it looks.
Oh, it's a very unusual view of the room here.
One was Billy Bob's Pork and Pork barbecue base, naturally. And the other one was Ling Ling's Authentic Italian Cuisine.
Oh, man.
Where was that?
It was in Kona. It was in Kalakikula side, but it's like Ling Ling's Authentic Italian Cuisine. How did that work?
I'm going to miss the firm comment.
The what?
There's a architecture firm call here next Friday.
Oh.
But I'm out of town. Again.
Uh-oh. Vacation or meeting?
Next week?
Yeah. Next week.
I'm sick next week.
You're sick next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I have a wedding. I have to go to a wedding, and it's literally in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, my God. Where is it at?
In Colorado.
man.
I have a 10-hour flight, and then I have to drive 6 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Glass in the windows is all crazy.
Yeah. Who's next? Oh, look, here's the...
Actually, I'm going to, I'll leave you guys for architecture school. Well, I have to go back to update your professional. Hopefully I can go to school and still work. You know, take one class at a time.
Yeah. That'd be good. And like I said, as long as it helps you to, you know, improve what you want to do, and, you know, that's good.
I'll be here for a while.
That's good.
Have the decorative elements on this side.
Not quite as much, but it's still
decorative. No, it is.
Yeah, right. I agree. Oh, I agree. That's why I needed to do this right away for you.
So yeah, the roof line is interesting how it cuts here.
I can get it.
Actually, if you look down the street from here, the seven extra lights in the day. You look in the bottom.
The place is big. At least I know what it looks like.
They have the whole floor.
Was that a jewelry store? I remember a jewelry store here.
It was. It's a Chinese place. Oh, too, yeah. They were on the mall here. And they had two places. I don't know. Yes, there was one there. And this was not what is there.
And then this was the 70s.
Yeah. The only thing that really remains the same is the facade of the building. You know, that's what it was. Not so much inside, because everything was kind of like movable. But outside was the architecture.
Yeah.
That's what I remember.
And that's what it's always been and still is, so.
I'm surprised it hasn't been on the register for a long time, just for the facade.
I know, right? I mean, it deserves to be, with all of its firsts and all of its associations.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of architecture left.
No, we really don't. So, and it is as it was designed. It's not like the other three sites have been stripped or anything. This is how it was designed. So.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'll see you.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you.